Cart, first of all, congratulations anyway on being chosen as one of the personalities of the year, yourself and Donnie Sheehan. You've given tremendous service, not alone to your club, Spa, but to the whole district and the whole county for that. What does it mean to get an award such as this?
First of all, thank you. It's a great honour to get such a reward, and it's a huge surprise because there are many others who are much longer associated with the East Kerry board and have done Trojan work there too.
Your own sport and career, Cart, going back to, since to you were young, and I remember it well because I remember actually coaching you one time when we won a, you were playing with St Finan's Hospital and we won a basketball championship of Killarney and I was in charge of you. But going back, talk to me about your involvement in sport and how it started.
I suppose my older brothers, the boys were the oldest in our family. I suppose they were all interested in sport. They played football with Spa, and when Spa was defunct for a while, played with Crokes. And I suppose that gave us the interest. When we were young, we used to go with them to Spa, across the woods, and into Spa. I'm sure they could have done without our company at those times. But it gave us a great interest in sport. My father died when I was 11. My mother had no interest whatsoever in it. You know, but she never stopped us of doing anything, and she always encouraged us in whatever we wanted to do.
Yeah, and talk to me then, your first involvement. You started playing, didn't you?
My first involvement, I suppose, would be probably with basketball. We played basketball, played with St Finan's, played with the Jokers. We played everything, really. We played basketball, we played indoor football, we played Gaelic football when it, shall I say, it wasn't as popular as it's now. Not indeed were ladies' involvement in sport anywhere very popular at that time. There was many a battle with the parish hall, I think.
Particular time there was a battle with the parish hall in your time, I remember well, when it was decided that ladies shouldn't wear skirts playing basketball. You'd have been around that time. Yeah. Now, that's all that history now, of course.
Our shorts.
Yeah.
And tracksuit ends and things were not very popular at the time either. So quite literally in a long pants.
Yeah.
That's what we had to play basketball in. I think everyone has moved on since then.
Basketball was a big part of life in Killarney then.
It was, but basketball at that time was possibly the only sport available for ladies.
Yeah.
You know, we formed our own camogie team then.
Talk to me now about your camogie career. When you say we formed the camogie club, talk to us about who we are.
Who we are, a group of friends. A group of friends. You know, who just came together, I suppose. We played the basketball during the winter time. Something else to do. We did a bit of rowing. But again, you know, that doesn't take up all your time. And we just love sport.
How did you get on with the camogie then? And tell us how the... Did you win a county championship in camogie? Talk to us about that and who you played.
County championships.
That's Killarney, isn't it?
That's Killarney, yes. It was a great... It really was... That was, a great win for us because we were newly formed. North Kerry was and still is the home of camogie, hurling and so on. We played Ballyduff in the final. And I think it was put to Ballyduff, you know, would they agree to play it in Killarney, help promote camogie in Killarney? And of course, they said, no problem. Like, these no-hopers have come from nowhere. Where are they going playing us? And I just a major shock, I suppose, that we beat them in the Fitzgerald Stadium.
What are your memories of the final, Cart, and where were you playing yourself? And did you score?
I was playing fullback.
Oh, yeah.
My memory is that we were on top for most of the game, but I suppose our passion for the game.
Who was in charge of you?
Tom Gallivan and Dermot Moynihan.
Oh, yeah.
Two Kilcommon men.
Yeah.
Who put so much, you know, so much into our training. But basically, we trained ourselves. They more handled the games. We went in and we trained ourselves. Tom Braston of the park, Lord mercy in Tom.
He was the caretaker.
Tom was the caretaker and he was so good to us.
Yeah.
You know, any time we wanted it, he gave it to us, maybe the outside of the park. You know, provided the sheep weren't in there, because that time the sheep grazed the park. You know, but in truth, everyone gave us support as we went along.
Who were some of your teammates in that team? You won't remember them all, Cat, but you'll remember.
I won't remember them all.
No, but you'll remember.
So. We'll remember the ones certainly who are deceased.
Yeah.
Joan Horden, Peggy Mannix, Mary Connell, Bernadette Colbert, Henna Kelly, Henna Tehan at that time. You know, they were fabulous people. And they all, you know, died very young.
Sadly, they did indeed. I remember them. Did Joan Shanahan play with you? And the reason why I say that is because she's the daughter of the legendary Paddy Bat Shanahan from Curra.
She is indeed, yeah. Joan was a great character.
Great sports person.
And a great sports person. As indeed, her family is still, so is Margaret. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're still involved and still involved with Curra.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now, what happened at Camogie Field in Killarney didn't cut over the years? Looking back now, while we're on the subject, it's a pity, really.
I suppose as we got older and as we retired, there weren't enough of upcoming talent. Also, maybe the increase in the availability of other sports for ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be heard of to go out and play Gaelic football in the field.
Yeah.
I mean, if the clergy were after us in the parish hall, they would definitely be after us. If they saw us in the Fitzgerald Stadium with a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
You know, this, so, but times became more modern.
Now, you were also involved in rowing. Who did you row with and tell us how you went on?
I rowed with both the commercials and with the workmen.
Yeah.
The Lord of Mercy of Sean Murphy, who was a great friend of ours, of my family's. I suppose we rode, as I say, with the commercials first. And the commercials, I think, did they become defunct maybe at that time for a while.
And how did and you then do we rode in those races?
Well, we didn't win any of them.
Yeah.
But we had great fun and great times,
yeah,
as we had in all our sports.
Did you take part in the athletics? Did you do a bit of running?
I did. I have a few trophies in various places for athletics. Quite simply, we did whatever was going on.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a 400, it was yards at the time, of course,
yeah,
that's what we ran. If it was a half a mile, that's what we ran.
Yeah.
We just went to sports meetings. There was no pre-entry or, you know, none of today's semi-professionalism.
When you look back now, Cat, at your sporting career, and you were a great sportswoman, a great all-rounder, when you look back now, would you ever say to yourself, if you were there today now, with all the coaching and with all the possibilities and everything available, do you think you could have made a great sportswoman? That's not an easy question to answer, but with what you had now, would you ever have regrets that all wasn't available then as it is now?
Absolutely and totally none, because I think there are huge pressures in today's top sports people. The enjoyment we got was unbelievable. We used to go to tournaments, you'd be asked to play in a tournament. There were no medals, no nothing. You'd get a ticket to the local dance at a carnival that night. But the enjoyment we got out of it, I don't see anyone today getting it.
What about when the ladies' football started? Had you given up then, or had you a chance to play?
Well, I was well married at that time and with several young children. I played Camogie, you know, while I had three children.
Yeah.
But as they increased after that.
Yeah. As you mentioned your children now and your family, who were your children? Name them out to us.
John, Rena, Jimmy, Miriam, Claire, Kieran, Brendan, Brian, Deirdre and Kevin.
Yeah. And of course, Jimmy's a renowned sports writer with Kerry's Eye, and he brought out a fabulous book there, Forged in Green and Gold. And you're married to Claire?
Pardon?
You're married to whom?
I'm married to John O'Sullivan Darcy.
Yeah, John.
And John has always supported me in anything I ever did. There was never a question asked of, you know, leave the kids, where are you going? No, absolutely. He was fabulous down the years as support.
Lovely, well done. Now, of course, when you gave up your playing career, then you turned to administration. And when did you get involved in SPA? And bring us through what you have been involved, because you're still involved.
Yeah, I'm still involved. I love my involvement. I got involved in SPA, I'd say, a little over 20 years ago. Whoever was doing the Bourne and Oak PRO at the time became unavailable. And Tom Morris called out to the house one day to me. I used to, my own lads were young and we used to go up to Spawn, they were playing. So he asked me, would I do the burning rope, the repair row, just for a few months. So I said, look, I might be useless at this, but I'll give it a go. If there's no one else to do it, it's important to publicise and the young children in particular. I was there, I think, until maybe a couple of years ago.
And you were also involved, of course, with John Kelly. He's the long-serving PRO of SPA, and you work together, don't you?
We work together, indeed, yes. I would deputise for John from time to time, whether it be for reports or county board meetings or whatever. And John and I have a great association, as indeed of the Kellys and the Moynihan, which would be in my maiden name, have the two families for many, many, many years.
Now, you're involved in Guantee's Kerry board meetings and county board meetings. Bring us back through those, Cart, and any memories, special memories, and what involvement had you in the county?
My involvement first with East Kerry would be as an East Kerry board delegate. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm there around the 20 years and, you know, I'm still involved there. And I just love my involvement with these things. I enjoy the social aspect of it. I enjoy meeting people. Maybe at times I can be controversial. You know, I say whatever I have to say. But I've never made any enemies or anything like that because of it. I've just loved my involvement with everything.
And how difficult was it, Cart, when you were in a big family and looking after your husband and your family and having time for all of this? Because is it a case of if you want something, don't ask a busy person?
That may be true, but I think the basic ingredient is enjoy what you're at. And if you enjoy it, you can always make the time for something you want to do.
Did you ever think of going for a higher position, we say, in East Kerry or in the county board, or maybe even in SPA, secretary or chairperson of SPA?
Absolutely not. I'd be as happy sweeping the floor and looking out the window watching the under-12s as I would in any higher position anywhere.
Now, your club SPA course is very important to you, and you went to the All-Ireland final last year. That was a great voyage. How important is your club to you, and what should a club mean to a person, anyone, irrespective of who's listening now and as a club person? What is a club all about, Cod?
Well, outside of my family, my club means everything to me. SPA is a fabulous club. It's one of the best clubs in the country. It provides so many different aspects to the club. The cultural side of it, the playing side of it, the social side of it. It provides absolutely everything for not just for its members, but for the whole local community. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a diversity of activities going on there. And SPA means everything to me. And I don't think there is anything more that could ever be asked of SPA. It provides everything for the community.
Were you ever one of these people who fell out of love with your club and had a bit of an argument and walked away? Because that's not the right thing to do. But did you ever get involved in something like that?
Thank God, never. Never. Because, again, I'm a believer. If I have a disagreement with, for whatever reason, I talk it through. And you solve it very, very quickly that way.
Now, how many of your own family then followed you into the club, and many of your children, did they get involved and talk to us about that side of it?
Rena did before she emigrated. You know, and was Rena was an outstanding
camogie.
She went to America. Yeah. She went to the States, and she's just back now. She's come back living here in late summer with her husband and two children.
It's nice for you.
It is. She's come back. There's Jimmy. Again, Miriam played camogie and so on at a younger age. Claire didn't. Kieran, Brendan, Brian. They would be the ones mostly who got involved in the club.
And the general overall view, Dean Cart, of Kerry and the Kerry footballers, and indeed the Kerry hurlers, and indeed the Kerry ladies. I meet you at all games. I meet you everywhere at county championship games. It's seldom you ever miss. There's always somebody with you. And you're a great follower of all Kerry teams.
Yeah. I love to watch games. I'm what little doesn't bother me. I'm happiest of all, actually, watching the young lads.
Yeah.
The under 14, under 16. You know, I would travel the county. I see most of the under 16 finals, mm-hmm. no matter who's playing, because I love the underage.
Who would have been your favourite footballers in Kerry?
I think Maurice Fitzgerald. He was sheer class.
If you were to make a change now in the setup in Gaelic football, Cart, if you had the word, as the fella says, what would you like to see change? Any few things that you'd be disappointed with that you've seen over the years and that you'd say, this is going to help things greatly?
I think it's maybe going a little bit too professional. Yeah. And that takes a lot of the enjoyment out of it. The other aspect, I think, while footballers, so on, football in particular now, I would follow all sports, but while it was always tough and hard, nowadays I look at games and there's a lot of off-the-ball incidents and so on, which should never be tolerated.
Would it be a foolish question to ask you what do you do in your spare time and what pastimes have you? Because it appears to me that your pastime is your club and your family. But outside of all that, what do you do? Are you an avid reader? Do you watch television, go to films, go walking?
Go walking, yes. We love to go walking. I have little interest in television. Very little. I suppose my life really revolves around my family, number one. And my interest in sport is but number two.
But you have another very great interest, and I meet you on a regular basis, mm-hmm. hail, rain and snow. When you're collecting mm-hmm. for the St. Vincent de Paul outside the Franciscan Friary in Killarney, you do that on a regular basis, cold, wet, dark mornings, I've met you.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I have strong religious beliefs. I would be involved in some church activities, yes.
When you say you have strong religious beliefs, Cart, it is nice to talk about that, why are they so strong and what are your beliefs?
I suppose they're strong because maybe that was what my mother instilled in us as we were young. And, you know, sometimes when you're young, you do things because you're told to do them or whatever. You're doing them maybe for the wrong reasons. As we get older, we can reflect on things. You do the same things, but this time for the right reasons. Yeah. You're doing them because you want to do them.
Yeah. Getting back to your club again, of course, the likes of the late Donny Leary and the likes of Tyke Sullivan and people like that, they played a huge part in your life. There were some great men passed on in the club that you'd have known.
I would have known all of those. Mm. I would have known all of those. They were the men who, well, they resurrected the club, of course, after it became defunct. You know, these men worked night and day for the club. As indeed, we have many people still in the club who work in the background. You know, we have Sean Sullivan as our chairman, as you mentioned, Tyke, he's his son. You're a great person. Anne Holland is just brilliant. She's now for 2011 taking over chairperson of our board in Oak. You know, just our officers and personnel are brilliant. But then we have a lot of people, the like of Dave Herlihy, Andy Sullivan, James Cahill, you know, all these people, Michael Cronin, all these who do so much in the background.
What did it mean to you to sit in Croke Park and see Spa run out onto the green squad up there last year?
I was probably the proudest person there. I loved it. And it was a great achievement by the club. Unfortunately, things didn't go on the day for them. But a lot of this team are young. They'll be back there. Either this year or next. They'll be there within these 2 years.
So what does the future hold for you now, Carter? You're going to be going as... How important your PRO now, and you've done a lot of PRO work,
yeah.
How important is public relations to a club and to the GAA? Talk to me about that side of it.
PR is absolutely vital.
Why?
Particularly, I will again refer to the younger people. I think it encourages them. I think they like to youngsters like to see their pictures in the paper. They like to see their names there, and sometimes that's as important to them as winning. Nowadays, there's too much emphasis on winning for youngsters.
Yeah.
You know, I think PR is absolutely essential.
Now, you're going before nearly 400 people tonight in the Gleneagle Hotel to accept your award. And the male equivalent of your award is going to Donny Sheehan.
Donny Sheehan. Donny is a gentleman who has given a lifetime to the GAA. Absolutely a lifetime to it. There is no better.
So, final word, Cat?
Yeah. Final word would be thanks to everyone. I would have to say thanks, I suppose, to the East Kerry Board. Number one, for nominating me for this position. It's a great honour. But as I say, I was shocked when I got the phone call to say that. I would have to say thanks to my own family. And I would definitely have to say thanks to my club, Spa, who have supported me in everything I did. As I said, some may be a little controversial. Some of my views, I suppose, would be a little controversial, would be maybe different, you know, to what others would be. But absolutely, the club has been a great, tremendous support. So I'd have to say thanks to everyone.
Listen, Cat, well done. Richly deserved, and no woman deserved it more. Well done.
Rishi, thank you very much.